Good. I called you like I think it was about a year ago.
Okay.
I was coming to you distraught and sad because I had relapsed on alcohol, and I just wanted to kind of give you an update that
Okay.
I've been sober from alcohol for about a year now, and
Excellent.
I just want to thank God and Relevant Radio and just about everything that you do and I want to thank Narcotics Anonymous too for just the work that allowed me to continue to stay sober.
What was it like for you? I remember, well, I think I remember when we spoke. So you had been sober for a while and you fell off the wagon, started drinking again.
Yeah.
And then what happened to get you back on the sober path again? And what's that been like for the last year, Eric?
Well, I mean, it's been an uphill battle, battling addictions of like cigarettes and trying to break that addiction, and it's like you take one addiction out and then you kind of try and replace it with something else. So I had to replace all of that with my faith and praying a lot more and finding healthier ways to cope, but it's definitely not been easy. But through a 12-step recovery program, it's definitely possible.
Yeah. Do you find now that a year into it, you're kind of past the cravings, or do they ever go away? I know for some people they never go away, but how are you dealing with it right now? Is it a white knuckle situation, or is it more calm right now?
Yeah, no, it's definitely calmer waters. There's not really, the craving of addiction kind of, it goes away after a while. But, in my recovery program, they talk about it in the literature and states that your addiction is sitting there in the corner. It's very, sitting there in the corner doing push-ups, getting ready for you to mess up and waiting for you to pounce on you, just like the devil is. When you stay out of sin for a while, you get your strength back up, but then when you start to dip your toes back into sin, it slowly you slowly start to deteriorate.
Yeah. Well, I'm so happy to hear that things are going well for you. And do you go to meetings every so often, once a week, or how often do you go?
Yeah, I go regularly. I actually secretary a meeting as well. Another thing I wanted to tell you too was that my relationships with my family and with my girlfriend are definitely patched up and a lot more healthier. And I'm also what's called I'm also gonna I've also gotten the call for the vocation of marriage, and I'm gonna be marrying my girlfriend here pretty soon,
Wonderful.
within the next year. Yeah.
Congratulations. Well, I'm happy
Thank you.
for you. I'm happy for you, and I wish you all
Thank you, Pat.
success, and God's grace will do it. Eric, I understand that you can't do it by yourself, but you're doing it. So that's awesome. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Yeah, I'm trying. Thank you.
You're
Yeah.
welcome.
You have a good day, Patrick. God bless.
Thank you, Eric. Well, it's a better day now that you and I have had a talk.